Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy. And your plants do too.
Aw,
I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, how's it going? It's Fashion O'Clock and you're with Manish. Today we have with us fashion icon Michelle Poonawalla. Michelle needs no introduction. She's an acclaimed artist, businesswoman and a homemaker. Juggling her art, social and philanthropic engagement with effortless ease, she comes across as impossibly chic and timeless. She's gravitated towards designers like Saint Laurent by Anthony Vaccarello and Falguni Shane Peacock in India. Thank you so much, Michelle, for joining us. How do you interpret your closet?
My style is quite casual every day, but I like to dress according to the occasion. And when I go out, I dress accordingly. If it's red carpet, it would be a long dress. If it's daily wear, it could be jeans and a top or just whatever I like.
How would you describe your personal style?
So my personal style is quite casual. I'm most comfortable in a pair of jeans, which I like to style with either boots or trainers, or I also like t-shirts and jackets a lot.
Do you follow fashion?
Yes, I do follow fashion. I like to keep myself updated with the trends, what's new and what's going on.
I'd love to know from you your favorite era in fashion history and why.
I think every era in history has something special in fashion, and you take it from the 70s with the flares to the 80s and the 90s. I think every era in history has something special in fashion, and you take it from the 70s with the flares to the 80s and the 90s. I think every era has something special that it lent to the fashion industry.
How often do you shop? Do you prefer shopping online or abroad?
When I'm in India, I do shop a lot online, and otherwise when I travel. Now there are also many brands available in India, so all of the latest fashion is available in India.
Do you have a stylist or you come up with your own looks?
I don't have a stylist. I like to put together my own fashion looks.
Who are your favorite designers in India and internationally?
My favorite designers in India are Falguni and Shane Peacock.
Which city, according to you, is the fashion capital of the world and why?
I think London, New York and Paris are the fashion capitals of the world. They all have great street style, and they all have their unique fashion trends, and the way people dress in each city is very different. In Paris, it's very chic and stylish. In London, you have a lot of street style, and that's what's great about each city.
Any penchant for accessories?
So I do love accessories, but I like to keep my outfit balanced. So if I'm going heavy on accessories, I like to keep the rest quite neutral and subdued.
I'd love to ask you about your workout regime, as you're in impeccable shape.
I do yoga regularly for my workout regime, and otherwise I'm not a very intense workout person.
Do you prefer vintage or runway?
I prefer runway, as I like current trends and Some vintage is also nice, but I would say I'm a runway person.
Who are your style icons and why?
I think a lot of people have their own unique style, and you can be a style icon even if you're not famous. There are a lot of fashion bloggers and just people on Instagram and things that you can follow, like Up Close and Personal, and many other young ladies out there today who are style icons.
Any faux pas Indian women make and should possibly avoid?
I can't generalize and say that Indian women in general make fashion faux pas. A fashion faux pas could be across the board. It could be overdressing, or it could be over accessorizing, or it could be wearing the wrong outfit at the wrong event.
You're an artist, a businesswoman, and a homemaker. How does your style reflect this multi-hyphenate persona of you?
So my style does reflect who I am and what I do. I am an artist and a businesswoman and a homemaker, and I like to dress according to what I'm doing on a particular day. So if I'm going to the office, it could be a shirt with trousers, or if I'm at home doing my art, it would be a t-shirt with jeans. And if I'm going for a night out, it could be a dress or whatever I would like to wear.
What, according to you, are the post-pandemic closet essentials?
Post the pandemic, I think that a lot of people bought comfortable clothes that they were wearing a lot at home. And I know I didn't get into a pair of heels for a long time during lockdown. And comfortable footwear was also one of your closet essentials. Thanks, Manish. Had a really great time answering your question.
Michelle's overall appeal lies in her ease and effortlessness. Whether it's her daytime looks or evening glamour, she always manages to make an impact with the power of her chic. On this note, I'd push off. Catch you guys next week. Ciao for now.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.